NATO STANAG 6001, Level 3. Listening Task 1, Questions 1 to 10. Listen to the report about mobile phones in Europe. For each question, circle the best answer, A, B, C, or D. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look at the questions for Task 1. Now listen to the example. Although mobile phones are part of our everyday life, with an increasing number of mobile users all over the world, electromagnetic emissions from mobile phones continue to be a source of concern. The correct answer is A. Circle A. Now listen to the recording. For each question, circle the best answer A, B, C, or D. You will hear the recording twice. Listening Task 1, Reading 1. Although mobile phones are part of our everyday life, with an increasing number of mobile phone users all over the world, electromagnetic emissions from mobile phones continue to be a source of concern. A primary school in Essex could be in trouble next term as parents threaten to take their children elsewhere after a mobile phone mast was erected next door to the school. Now the popular school faces the prospect of losing pupils because of worried parents and a consequent loss of funding. The governor of the school says the mast was put up suddenly at the end of last term on the roof of the neighboring engineering works. He said the road was closed and when people asked what was going on, they were told it was some repair work to make the roof safe. Because the building is low level, no planning permission was needed. If the mast is higher than 15 meters, planning laws require special permission from the council, even if its siting and appearance are acceptable. The Cellnet Mobile Company's liaison officer, Angela Johnson, said the antennae on the mast were not facing the school, so their emissions did not fall on it. There are more emissions from televisions than from one of these base stations, but people let their children sit in front of the TV. The Department of Trade and Industry said that according to a government study, radiation emissions from mobile phone masts next to schools and hospitals varied from hundreds to millions of times below international guidelines. The highest reading was still 700 times below the limit. But campaigners argue the survey did not take into account the full health implications of siting masts near sensitive sites. The activist group believes health issues were not considered in the study. They said they were based on out-of-date guidelines and did not give a true picture. Concern about the possibility of mobile phones' ill effects on health took shape in 1992 in a U.S. court. A lawsuit filed by David Rennard alleged that the use of a cell phone had caused his wife's brain cancer. The suit was dismissed by a federal court for lack of case control studies, and similar suits since have been no more successful. Spurred by the publicity from the Rennard lawsuit, a new round of studies began in the 90s. Despite claims by cell phone makers, little of this research proves that mobile phones are safe. Recent research conducted at Nottingham University suggests that radiation emissions can have long-term effects on the body, speeding up the growth of human tissue. The latest findings, however, are unlikely to have an immediate impact on mobile phone safety issues. Michael Clark from the National Radiological Protection Board said, "The phone safety guidelines can't be changed on the basis of one experiment. However good it is, it needs more case control studies." Meanwhile, the activist groups continue their campaign. They want the government to alter its regulations, including the requirements for public consultation of all proposals for new masts near schools or hospitals. They also want to increase time for authorities to deal with applications. This is the end of the recording. Now you have 30 seconds to complete your answers. Listening task 1, reading 2. Although mobile phones are part of our everyday life, with an increasing number of mobile phone users all over the world, electromagnetic emissions from mobile phones continue to be a source of concern. A primary school in Essex could be in trouble next term as parents threatened to take their children elsewhere after a mobile phone mast was erected next door to the school. Now the popular school faces the prospect of losing pupils because of worried parents and a consequent loss of funding. The governor of the school says the mast was put up suddenly at the end of last term on the roof of the neighboring engineering works. He said the road was closed, and when people asked what was going on, they were told it was some repair work to make the roof safe. Because the building is low level, no planning permission was needed. If the mast is higher than 15 meters, planning laws require special permission from the council, even if its siting and appearance are acceptable. The Cellnet Mobile Company's liaison officer, Angela Johnson, said the antennae on the mast were not facing the school, so their emissions did not fall on it. There are more emissions from televisions than from one of these base stations, but people let their children sit in front of the TV. The Department of Trade and Industry said that according to a government study, radiation emissions from mobile phone masts next to schools and hospitals varied from hundreds to millions of times below international guidelines. The highest reading was still 700 times below the limit. But campaigners argue the survey did not take into account the full health implications of siting masts near sensitive sites. The activist group believes health issues were not considered in the study. They said they were based on out-of-date guidelines and did not give a true picture. Concern about the possibility of mobile phones' ill effects on health took shape in 1992 in a U.S. court. A lawsuit filed by David Rennard alleged that the use of a cell phone had caused his wife's brain cancer. The suit was dismissed by a federal court for lack of case control studies, and similar suits since have been no more successful. Spurred by the publicity from the Rennard lawsuit, a new round of studies began in the 90s. Despite claims by cell phone makers, little of this research proves that mobile phones are safe. Recent research conducted at Nottingham University suggests that radiation emissions can have long-term effects on the body, speeding up the growth of human tissue. The latest findings, however, are unlikely to have an immediate impact on mobile phone safety issues. Michael Clark from the National Radiological Protection Board said, "The phone safety guidelines can't be changed on the basis of one experiment. However good it is, it needs more case control studies." Meanwhile, the activist groups continue their campaign. They want the government to alter its regulations, including the requirements for public consultation of all proposals for new masts near schools or hospitals. They also want to increase time for authorities to deal with applications. This is the end of task 1. Now you have 30 seconds to check your answers.